Palabra. Representante de Estados Unidos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General, for your report on the status of the agreement in Honduras. I just want to say very briefly, this is a good development. This is a good day for the cause of peaceful resolution of conflicts, for democracy, for human rights, for the rule of law, for the people of Honduras, for the Inter-American Democratic Charter, and why not say it, for the reputation and future of the OAS. Let's give credit where credit is due when it comes to our organization. John Beal, Victor Rico, and why not say it, Jose Miguel Insulza deserve a great deal of credit for helping birth this agreement, one which might, just might, save Honduras's young democracy. We also should remember the extraordinary contribution of President Arias, who, despite his many duties as the president of his own country, devoted his considerable experience and knowledge once again to the cause of peace and democracy in the region. It is fitting that his labor, the San Jose Accord, formed the basis of the discussions in the Guaymuras process, which successfully developed a Honduran solution for a Honduran problem. We also need to recognize the flexibility and political courage shown by both President Zelaya and Mr. Micheletti in rejecting ill-intentioned advice from extremists and in making concern for the national good override their own personal interests. Both men deserve our congratulations and our support as they seek to implement the agreement reached, something that will not be easy and should not be taken for granted. Hard work remains to be done to ensure, as I said last Wednesday, that Honduran democracy can survive beyond January 27, 2010, despite the events of June 28, 2009. We need to work within the guidelines of the Inter-American Democratic Charter as we all seek to end the situation which led to Honduras' suspension from the OAS. We all should work to ensure that the scheduled November 29 elections transpire in a safe and secure environment and prove free, fair, and transparent. That is our task now, to help our friends, the people of Honduras, move on, get past this dark chapter, and enter a brighter future. We want the OAS present, very present, in the electoral process. My country is proud to have played a role in helping begin to put an end to this long-running crisis and to be able to reaffirm its long-standing respect for and friendship with our brothers and sisters in Honduras. The United States will support this Honduran agreement and asks that all of good faith do likewise. Thank you.